This is Sporting Life.
Strictly speaking, it's jumping's most exclusive club. Dressed to impress, you can get past the bouncers and through the velvet ropes all right. But once that beat kicks in, it's soon clear who really belongs on the Gold Cup dance floor. Cement-footed Statler's out of rhythm before the intro's even over. And former hero Manello Indo, he finds his old moves no good this time around. Six out, and the what might have been moment. A hoist senor shuffles into the bottom of a ditch. Steeples out the other side. Sounds Russians brought down. The luckless A Plutard is badly hampered, not once, but twice. Meanwhile, a heavily backed young Irish gelding launches and then dances just wide of the melee. Then there are five, in more ways than one. All grade one winners, all giving every ounce. Hewick and Protector at roll on, stalked by the cat-like Braveman's game and conflated. But a near black shadow looms ever, ever closer. Three out, Gallop and Deschamps clips the top and nods. Two out, Protector at falters, the gallant Hewick crumples when fading. One out, Braveman's game is joined by Gallopin. And then, in that cruel yet beautiful Cheltenham manner, it's all over. Braveman's game is utterly spent as Gallopin gallops clear. And Cheltenham rises to the most thrilling Gold Cup newcomer since Courtauld. Willie reflects on the pressure he's heaped on himself for well over a year now. Tells Lydia it took until three out for him to think, Jesus, this might happen. Paul Townend simply says the Gold Cup brings winning to a different level. No glitter ball, no confetti cloudburst for this winner. Just a small, elegant golden chalice for a race that celebrates its centenary next year. Premier Magic weaves a 66-1 spell in the Hunter Chase. Not much gets past Impervious in the Mers Chase. And then the sun begins to set on the 2023 festival. The ongoing Irish stranglehold paints a scary picture for the Brits. Dipping midweek crowds are a concern, train strikes and no train strikes. But look what those who stayed away missed. A thunderous champion hurdler in Constitution Hill. A spectacular Artle hero in El Fabiolo. Dominant novice hurdlers like Marine National and Ampere Pass. That Hollywood ending for Honeysuckle. More champion chase magic from an Ergamen. Pure poetry from 85-year-old John Kiley and the A Dream to Share team. Envoy Allen and Cyder Burley blossoming March again. Old Master Nichols back in the festival big time with Stage Star and Stay Away Faye. His former apprentice Skelton snagging the Coral and the County. Whip rules stress tested and seeming to hold up well. Bit of Northern grit from Corak Rambler and the Real Wacker. Massively positive media coverage with ITV and RTV leading the charge. And all topped off with a Gold Cup that delivered on every level possible. How lucky are we to be part of a week like this? And with Constitution, Gallopin and a host of stars on the rise, is jump racing about to witness a new golden generation?
Download the Sporting Life app for the best racing coverage, including live racing blogs, fast results, stable tours, trainer and jockey interviews, expert opinion and tips.